Hi everyone, in this show we discuss paid media and the art of inbound marketing and how to keep your audience engaged and your brand top of mind. Welcome to the Marketing Ideas That Connect show. I'm your host Gary Bolt. It's always good to be back to talk about our favorite topics and what's working in our agency. And today we're going to discuss how to make money or how to be effective with Google Ads. It's our favorite topic because we do this every single day with our team and all the technology around it, and we see the results and what's generated from Google Ads. So we are sponsored by the digital marketing agency Famous Digital Media. You can visit their website at famousmedia.co.za. They are Google partners and have a focus on paid media and content creation. So here at Marketing Ideas That Connect, we are Google Ad and inbound consultants, and that's what we talk about and that's what we do, as I said, every day. So we assist our customers to build out their campaigns, improve their ranking and inbound conversions, plus all the measuring, and without data nothing happens and nothing improves. Plus we set up the new G4 Analytics, GTM, Google Tag Manager. And of course, the Google console that helps us with errors. Everything must be connected and you can easily do it with the right plugins. You don't need to worry too much about code anymore. There's a few snippets you have to work on, but you can, if you use the right plugins and site kits and the rest of it, then it's quite easy to get everything connected and moving forward. These episodes are published on a monthly basis and aim to bring you tactics that you can actually implement and help you in your marketing. We talk about real-world scenarios and how to solve problems. So I really hope it helps people in their journey to build their inbound marketing campaigns. So welcome to episode 190. We have been around for 190 episodes. We enjoy doing it, otherwise we would have stopped years ago. But here we are, still going strong. So we're talking about advertising on Google. And obviously we refer to the blog that Maxine and her team does, because everybody learns from that classroom at Famous Digital Media and how they educate us and help us and make us understand, because without understanding and education, digital becomes a bit of a gray area and not everybody understands what's going on and how it's changing and moving, especially with all the AI that's involved. We see it everywhere. We use AI tech to help us with our ads. Obviously, you still have to drive it from the creative side, but it really does remind us, help us, steer us in the right direction, plus all the content creation platforms. So AI has definitely been on the list of topics. We discuss it. We see how it can help us and how it can make us more effective and productive. But today we talk about Google Ads and just why you should do it and how you should do it and the actual benefits of investing in Google Ads. And obviously everything regarding Google is measured. Your cost per conversion, everything that you do from the start, impressions all the way down the funnel, and to your costs relating to how your funnel converts and down to actually getting leads, quotes, and converting them into revenue, and the cost per acquisition. So very interesting when you start seeing the results. And I think that's what our customers ask for. They want to know, depending on what they spend and invest, what is the return. And if it's positive, we keep our customers. And we do keep our customers, but there's a craft and an art to Google Ads. And it's taken us many, many years to get it honed to the place it is now. But some fun and amazing facts about Google Ads. The average conversion rate in Google Ads, they say, is about 4.83. Let's call it 5% across major industries. That if you're in the top positions, like on the first page, in the top, say, 3 to 5, you should be getting a click-through rate, say, at about 8. I'd say you should get 8 to over 10% conversion. Then you know that is a real good metric. Then you know your ads are doing well. There's a relevancy, there's a quality score, and if the conversion rate goes below 5, unless you're doing display or YouTube or some other performance max, but if you're doing search, you should be getting closer to 10%. That's what we like to see. If we see the conversion rates are close to 10 plus, then obviously we know it's going well and things are working and flowing. If you're doing a brand ad, you should be getting way more than that. But everything's relative, depending on the industry, depending on what you're doing and how you structure your ads. That's just a broad brush stroke of where your click-through rate should be, but it's a very good indicator. It's one of the first things we look at. So Google Ads generates 2 more times the visitors than organic SEO. I must say SEO has become so relevant. We don't want to run Google Ads unless your SEO is correct. So there's tools we use that do an audit on your SEO state of your website. And if it's generally ranking badly on SEO, you're going to spend more per click on your Google Ads. So the idea is to improve your SEO the best you can. And obviously this SEO is a long-term plan and project, but the better your SEO, the better your paid ads. So they actually work. We always say they work together. You can't have a really bad structured web landing page and Google ad and just throw money at it. You're going to throw a lot of money in it and your click-through rates are not going to be great. Your dwell times are going to be, your bounce rates will be high and your cost per click is going to be very high and not really worth it. So do not rely solely on Google ads. It's definitely a combination and a craft between, you know, your website quality, your UX, and obviously SEO is something that we measure and we work on every month. You should have a developer doing your updates and helping you with SEO. We also do that, but it should be on a monthly basis. So you've got to invest on SEO and your website maintenance. It's something that is quite important and over the last 5 years has got more and more important. So around 83%, that's 4.3 billion of the world's internet population, use Google, obviously Google search. 3 out of 4 people say paid ads make it easier for them to find information. As you know, you can see the sponsored ads. Sometimes organic can be higher depending on where your paid ads are and how everything is set up and the algorithms and how the quality score looks. And there's a lot of different factors. We're not going to go through all of them now. So a quick look at advertising on Google. You've probably heard the names pay per click, PPC. So you do pay per click. If you don't pay for an impression, you pay for a click that someone clicks on your header or your site link or something like that. It's now called it's called Google Ads. It used to be called Google AdWords. So Google Ads is an online advertising platform created by Google that lets potential customers across Google-owned properties, depending on your campaigns, but from search to YouTube to Gmail to the display network, on other partner websites and apps. But it's come a long way. You know, when we started this over 10, 12 years ago, when we started doing Google Ads for our own brands, it was a very different, complicated, difficult to use platform. And since then we've obviously become Google partners. We've had to write exams, we've had to learn, but we've seen iterations, at least, sure, say 4 or 5 iterations of Google Ads panels, as there's just been a recent one last year, still updating across various panels. It's different. The tools are in different places. I wouldn't say it's easier to use. I'd say you got to get used to it. What you get used to gets easier. And obviously we've seen the other Google assets like G4 come in last year, which is a totally new session-based platform, works on events actually. There's a lot of different upgrades, and I think it's healthy because as technology grows and evolves, so these panels are updated. And you've also got your third-party tools that you can tie into it. So you'll typically recognize your Google ads in the top of the search engine where the next to the word sponsored. And then you obviously see your organic research results. Now, a lot of the time people say, well, how much does it cost? And I think we use a tool called the Keyword Planner. We also monitor the cost per click. You know, what does it cost? And I think we've seen very expensive keywords and actually very reasonable keywords, but it depends on the auction and it depends on the industry. So it's quite complex to just say, a keyword can cost R5, it can cost R50, it can cost R150. It depends on industry, but that's something that you've got to work out before you start your Google ads. You do a keyword planner forecast. What are the keywords costing, the higher levels, the lower levels? And of course, is there search volume? For example, you can use Google Trends per your location to say, does it actually warrant Google Ads? If there's not enough search volume, then don't do Google Ads. Raise awareness rather than do a search ad, because no one's really searching for that topic. But find out what they are searching for and use possibly a longer tail keyword. So there's a lot of ranking weighted factors. And here's just a few, but it's not limited to this. Obviously, your bid. You've got to have enough money behind it. You've got to have enough ammunition behind your campaign. Because if you're bidding too low, then you're going to run out of bid for the day and your ad actually won't show. So sometimes, you know, it depends. If you're going to put a low budget in your ads, you may be wasting your time. You've got to do some research and check first, is this going to help me with my mission? The ad quality is very important. How it's structured, are the extensions, auction time signals, ad relevance, does the ad speak to the landing page? Your quality of your landing page is something that I've seen getting more and more important, because if it lands on a poor, you know, Google indexes every single website, if you're allowed to. If you really have a poor quality landing page, then your ad relevance it's a quality score issue. It's going to actually start, the ad rank's going to suffer. Now, it's a tough one. It's a tough one to get this up. It's also like a long-term project. You don't do this in a day. So if you see your ad rank, you know, you see ad lost to budget, you can fix that. But your ad rank is a tough one sometimes. You really got to work on it to get that quality score up. Because remember, the higher the quality score, the less you pay per click. Everything, Google wants to show their customers quality in every single way. So everything we do has got to be structured correctly with best practice. And it's got to be quality. No plagiarism or no duplicates or keyword stuffing or messing around on your website. It's got to really add value to your target customer. So it's got to meet your minimum ad rank requirements, which does come from experience. It does come from looking at a lot of websites and understanding the Google algorithms and what works and what doesn't. And it's taken years for us to actually see what works and what doesn't work and how to win on Google. It's a long-term project. It takes years, like anything, I suppose. And then obviously legal compliance. There's a lot of policies within Google. If you're not in line with the policies, you can get disapproved ads, you can get, or your links can break, disapproved keywords, disapproved actual written ads, dynamic ads. So, but Google do help you. They warn you about a policy violation. They do help you. Once you Google partners, we actually have Google help us to go through our campaigns to make sure that we're in line with their policies. And if there's a problem, they help us to, you know, to make sure everything's tied together and it's working properly at best practice level. So the important thing to remember is that money doesn't guarantee visibility, which people don't understand always. Google wants to serve ads but prioritizes the user first. So it will not display low quality, misleading or dangerous ads. There's a lot of different industries that are banned on Google. You can't do something that's hurtful or hate speech or illegal on Google. So I think it's a good thing because it keeps everybody on their toes and it makes sure that the quality is excellent and that people aren't advertising incorrect or dangerous goods and services. So all eyes on Google ads. Google is approximately 83% of the global market. So some interesting stats here. That's like 4/5 of 43 million people actively searching for products and services. They say there's trillions of websites out there. And if you just build a website and publish it, it's like having a billboard in the desert. No one's going to go there. There's no traffic. So how do you generate traffic? Obviously, SEO is a long-term project. And yes, we have to do that. That's obvious now. But your paid media is one way. It takes about, you know, people always say, how long does it take to work? And in our experience, it takes 3 months to get indexed, to get data, to build an audience, to really get tracking with Google. So if you launch your ads and the client calls you after the second day and says, I've got leads, he doesn't understand and you need to educate your customer and say, but this is a long-term project. The first 2 to 3 months, you're probably not going to get great leads flooding in every day. So if you've guaranteed 20 or 30 leads a month, for example, it's going to take 3 months to get there, depending if you have a funnel, depending on the complexity of your campaigns and what sort of industry it is. But that's, you know, anything of quality takes time. My mentors have always taught me that. So I think it's not something that you can throw an ad together, build it and get leads tomorrow. It'll be great if you can, but it generally doesn't work like that. So if you know, your total addressable market in any industry or any location is pretty huge usually. Obviously, you know, we're in South Africa, so we have our niche markets are a bit smaller. But Google Ads will elevate your message to more and more people and audiences who meet the criteria of obviously how you set up and build your ads. But they say it's not a silver bullet and there's a process. It's complex with hundreds of factors influencing where and when and how often your ads are served. And the dynamic ads with algorithms are continually updating and refreshing through the dynamic feed. So it's very much a moving target and you've got to keep refreshing. So people say, can I set my ads and leave them and look at them once a month? No, absolutely not. You've got to be looking at them 2 to 3 times a week. You've got to look at the data. Is the budget on track? Are the bidding strategies good? Are you bidding enough? Are your click-through rates based on compressions and impressions and clicks? Is it healthy? And then if you set up your conversions through your tag manager and on your ads panel, are you getting conversions? You can even track phone calls. And you can, if they land on the contact page, if they fill in a form, you can track it all. Each event, have they watched a video? Have they downloaded a PDF? Everything is tracked. So during the month, like I say, 2 to 3 times a week, you can track everything and see, oh, the ads are off. Oh, link broke or something was disapproved. Or, you know, you can add images to search ads after a while. And you have to be verified to add your logo and your name. But is the logo still okay or has it been disapproved because it's blurry or some problem with the logo or some problem with some images? So you want to build out your extensions. And remember, an extension can be banned or have a policy violation. There's so many little things. So there are warnings that come up and recommendations, and you can see where you stand in the auction. But are you slipping? Is there a problem? Is something off? If you don't look at it for a week, things can go horribly wrong. So every 2 to 3 days, look at your panels, look at your summaries. If you have a manager panel, it's even better. And you can soon see if something's not tracking or something, you know, when you look at it every day, you can see something's not right. And you can dig into, are there enough dynamic ads built? Do you need to change a bidding strategy? Are the audiences line? Are they observing or actually tracking the audience? Are you building an audience? Is it connecting and pulling through to G4? There's so many different things that you need to look at, but it makes it quite a fascinating environment to see how everything works together. But when it does, it's really feasible. I've got a few brands. I've got my own brand that I do Google Ads on. I've got to practice what I preach. And I can really see, I use it as a sandpit. I can use it to experiment different strategies, bidding strategies, different types of profile of ads. And it's really interesting to see suddenly things are really working well. You can make adjustments, you can change it, and suddenly things go wrong and you've got to find out what's gone wrong. You've got to be a bit of an investigator and go through every little thing to see, there could be a setting, could be an audience setting, it could be a location setting, a device setting. You even have gender settings. It's really down to, it's very granular. So some things, you know, that's why I keep saying people must, if you're going to run ads, let someone run them that knows what they're doing and that's got a track record and that's Google certified and a Google partner. And then you want reports every single month. You want to see detailed reports and learn what the data is telling you. Look at the insights of that report. So people say, how do you make money? Well, you know, I've heard stats around every $1. This is what they say. Every $1 that you spend on Google Ads, you can receive $8 profit. I don't know, maybe some industries are harder than others, obviously. You can't just have a blanket approach across industries. Some work amazingly well. Others are very difficult. As you build trust, and obviously, do you have a funnel? Do you have a paid campaign going to a specific landing or sales page? Or is it going to a page on your website? Where's the landing page for that specific campaign? And obviously one domain per account. So where are you driving traffic? Does the ad, you know, we take a lot of copy from the websites or landing page and build the ads with that copy. And then obviously we build our keywords. But does it talk to each other? Is there relevance in the click-through? You know, when you get it right, it works, like I say. So there's a few things we need to check to make sure that the ads perform on their best. Have you set the right goals? There's got to be clarity in a strategy document before you build ads. Don't just build them based on the products on the website. There should be a strategy document. Then the correct keywords. Have you done research? Is there actually some volume and traffic around these keywords? What's the cost per click? I don't like using one word keywords. I don't like it. And I'm starting to not like using broad match. We use more phrase match, although You know, if it's a say a website selling water tanks, you could put a few broad matches in there. Some people say build a different campaign for broad match and a different campaign for phrase match. I'm testing that. I wouldn't say you have to do that, but there's got to be relevance and there's got to be quality in your campaigns and how you structure them. Now place your bids, you know, your cost per acquisition, your potential ROI. What are you bidding? Could you bid clicks to start with? Could you bid, change your bidding strategy after 3 months? Have you got an audience? Is it a bid conversion bidding? So you just got to be careful on your bidding strategy. And when you change it, things can drop off, things can improve, things can get better. You got to watch it. If you change your bidding strategy, there's a learning period of time that it takes to actually learn your new bidding strategy. So be careful of just changing it too often as well. And then your targets, your quality leads, what are you targeting? What solution are you solving? Is there a lead magnet on your landing page? What's the motivation? Are you building a database, which we all need to do? Obviously, you can feed emails into Google Ads, as you can do in lookalike audiences and Facebook. Are you doing are you doing email campaigns? That can always help. Are you got branding? Have you got branding campaigns that push traffic to your website on social media? Maybe. You know, choose your ad format. There are lots of different formats. You've got to have the right size images, videos. You can have shopping ads. That's another whole dynamic. If you're going to build shopping ads, it's a totally different format. But if you have an e-commerce site, absolutely you need to build proper shopping ads with all the different collateral that goes into it. And then design a persuasive ad. In other words, we always talk about the nature of inbound. So your headers, your paragraphs, your headers 1, 2, 3, your paragraphs 1, 2, 3. And is your website or landing page written with inbound strategies built into it? Like, does one lead to another? Are you pulling the audience into an inbound funnel and an engagement and building trust? Or is your funnel broken where your inbound strategy is not really working? And you can see that looking at the data, where the problem is. If you look at inbound and you're spending, say, R1,000 a lead, but you look at your lifetime value, and that, I'm saying R1,000 a lead, it depends. It can be R500 a lead. It can be more than R1,000 a lead. But what's outbound going to cost you? It's all relative to what, if you get 30, 40 or 50 leads a month, what sort of business revenue you're generating and that lifetime value of a client. And then you can see, are you actually getting a good return out of your Google Ads? So your ad format is very important. Have you got enough creatives? You know, even in your search ad, you need to put images in. You need to put your logo image in, and that can be disapproved very quickly. Your shopping ad should have great images. Are you actually taking people to the page where you can buy that pair of jeans if someone clicks on that ad? So you got to, if you click on an ad, you better land on something very relevant or people are just going to bounce off. But create a quality, effective landing page. That is the moment of truth. When you've got someone interested in your header and you built a good ad and they land on that landing page, are you solving problems? Do they know who you are? And what must they do? Those three questions are your critical questions when someone lands on a landing page. So have you built a landing page? Is it a sales page with no distractions? Or is it a page within your main website? Best practice is probably to build a landing page. If it's an educational, like say now you're selling a cloud service, people aren't going to buy the first time. So maybe they sign up, they want a newsletter, they want more information, they want a checklist PDF on why use the cloud or something like that. You get the email, they're going to a drip campaign, which can be 5 or 6 emails over 24 days within an offer. And all those criteria, if they met, you can then start seeing the data will improve. And then obviously tracking through G4, through whatever, however you're tracking it, Wix has got, you can look at stats on Wix, but I wouldn't recommend it. I'd recommend tying everything to G4. And then once you're tracking it, optimizing all the time, iteration, what are you improving? So you cannot just leave these campaigns to run month after month. They can be like a green, you know, they can be greenfield, they can be left to run for years. We've had ads running for years, but every week, every month, they tweaked, they improved. We update the landing page, update the plugins, update your themes, build a new campaign if something changes. check your extensions, check your callouts. There's so many things you've got to keep looking at. Maybe change an image. Google doesn't want to see things getting old and stale because they'll think that they are old and stale and they'll start pushing them down. So they want to see fresh content. So there is no easy on and off like maybe there was 10 years ago. So when it comes to Google Ads, we always talk about data-driven decisions. Maybe that phrase is getting a bit tired, but it's something that we have to look at. There's massive insights. And if you don't start looking at what's important to you, things are just going to get a bit gray. Things are going to get a bit boring. Things are going to get a bit worn out. A website even starts aging. You know, you should have a new website every maybe 5, 6, 7 years, possibly a major upgrade or new website. Because things in digital seem to age. And if something ages and is stagnant, it seems to go off. So the word we use is, what is your ROI? What did you get back? How many leads did you get? How many leads did you close? How many converted to invoice? And what did you spend on your advertising, on your inbound advertising? And what did your inbound give you in revenue? So that's like the big picture. That's what a CEO or an MD wants to know. Not interested in the minor details. If we get that right, we stay in business. So they say the average cost per acquisition for a Google Ads across industries is about $56, maybe $90. Display network is a bit of a different dynamic. So that's about R1,000 to R1,500. Looks right to me. Not bad on certain industries, depending on the value of the product or offering, and obviously the lifetime value. So, you know, if you're going to build market share, you're going to buy a business to build market share, or you're going to invest in ads. Because what else are you going to do? Social media, remember, is branding. It doesn't bring you leads, not necessarily. But people will get to know you and they'll click through in theory. So we talk more in our agency, we talk B2B advertising, which is business to business, which is really search focused. So it's about when a customer that's your profile customer looking for your product or service, when they go to Google, do they find your competition? Is also the moment of truth when we sit with directors and MDs and they say, well, why should I do Google Ads? And we actually go through the search page, the ranking pages, and say, but there's your competitors. And I think that is the motivation to say, hang on, then if someone's looking for my product or service in a specific location, they're not going to find you, they're going to find someone else. And that usually motivates them to say, well, what's it going to take to get me to rank? You can never obviously guarantee number one, but you can rank in the top 3 to 5. You can rank on the first page. You can avoid a steep learning curve, but and to jump straight into Google Ads, it's not an easy place to be. And to expect someone in your marketing department just to go and start Google Ads, it's not really fair. It's, have you written exams? Are you qualified? Have you actually done this? So it's probably, and I know we do this, and I'm saying it's probably better to outsource to an agency. That's what we do, to actually build your campaigns, launch them, and you can have access in it. You can still look into your panel or look into your results and get reports. But let someone who's done it for years rather do yours, because to try and do it yourself, it's going to just be a struggle, and you're going to actually lose money and spend a lot of money on shooting in the dark. So in summary, advertising on Google Ads is really a powerful way. We think it's paid media is a powerful way to market if you do it correctly. It's like anything. And to reach a target audience at the right time and to know what ammunition to use. There's a lot of school fees that everybody pays when they start. There is no easy way around it. So that's the advice for today. Do some research analysis on it. Is there enough volume? Great tool. We're very fortunate and grateful that we can be in this industry. So that's it for today. I hope I've helped you understand Google Ads a little bit better. The acronym for today is, what does DSA mean? Now, DSA means Dynamic Search Ad. And dynamic means it can change. You just got to be careful how far it does change. So for more episodes, you can find us on Spotify or iTunes. Search for Marketing Ideas That Connect. And if you've enjoyed the episode, help us by giving us a comment or a rating. It helps us to share content. You can follow Famous Digital Media on all the social agencies. And then go to the blog to learn about some of these services that we offer and how digital marketing can help your business to build your sales, your brand. So all links referenced in this episode, as well as Famous Digital Media's social pages, can be found in the show notes. Our focus here at Marketing Ideas That Connect has always been paid media and how to position your brand and message, and obviously Google Ads. We set up, we build campaigns, we audit, we plan all the implementations done by famous digital media. But here at Marketing Ideas, we are Google Ads consultants and we help you to get going and make sure that you're on track. You can email me direct if you need help at gary@inbound-leads.co.za. We're in Johannesburg, South Africa. We do work internationally, focusing on Middle East Africa. So until next time, stay hungry, think big, and honor God.